The challenger in the 94th Assembly District says incumbent Republican Mike Hipch has minimized the investigation into illegal campaigning by state workers and should have known illegal activities were going on. Democrat Vicki Burke says until recently, Hipch closely aligned himself with Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen, praising Jensen as one of the Assembly's best people. Burke says it's hard to believe Hipch is clueless as to what was happening after 8 years in office.
He has talked about his close relationship with Scott Jensen. He's talked about how much they are a team. He's talked about voting for him, supporting him. I really don't think that he spends time in Madison. I don't think that even the most freshman of legislator is unaware of those things.
Jensen is charged with illegally using state employees to raise campaign funds and help Republican candidates. Hipch says Burke has sunk to a level he didn't anticipate in this campaign. He says it's wrong to link him with the charges against Jensen.
I'm at a bit of a loss as to how to respond. This type of mudslinging is usually reserved for the governor's race. I would say that it is, of course, ridiculous for my opponent to try to link me to any charges that have been filed. Again, charges, nothing, no convictions, but charges. And to say that simply because of my association with another member, I should be aware or in some way implicated.
Hipch says he is in no way mentioned or linked to any illegal activity in the investigation. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.